Imagine receiving the gift of a weekend with one of the world's wealthiest individuals. This is exactly what happened to Marcus Drake upon graduating from Northwestern's prestigious Kellogg School of Management. Instead of the expected check, his grandmother arranged a life-changing encounter with Bobby Gold, America's 10th wealthiest person. What unfolds is a profound lesson that challenges conventional wisdom about power and persuasion. True influence, it turns out, isn't something you do, it's something you become. Bobby Gold embodies the American dream with his flamboyant success across technology, media, hotels, and sports. His journey from garage entrepreneur to billionaire philanthropist reveals a crucial duality. Behind the gold emblazoned jet lies a deeply committed humanitarian who has provided billions in interest-free loans to developing nations. Despite extraordinary wealth, he remains grounded, living in the same neighborhood where he started his first company. What makes Gold truly exceptional isn't his wealth, but his character, the foundation of his remarkable influence. His famous mantra, "Character compounds like interest," has become a touchstone for entrepreneurs seeking to balance profit with purpose. At Northwestern, you learn the science of business, Gold explains to Marcus. Now you need to understand the art, influence. Science follows formulas and can be replicated. Art flows from character and is uniquely personal. Gold distinguishes between persuasion and influence. Persuasion relies on techniques and psychological triggers, valuable but limited external tools. Influence, however, emerges from identity. Influence is a gift that buyers and followers give to you, Gold explains, inverting the traditional power dynamic. Do you hunt or fish? Bobby asks Marcus unexpectedly. Unsuccessful influencers hunt. They chase and pressure. Successful influencers fish. They create the right conditions and wait patiently, understanding that timing and presentation matter. The key insight? You are the bait. People buy you before they buy your products or ideas, explaining why some salespeople consistently outperform others with identical offerings. When customers trust your character, they more readily believe claims about your product. When employees trust your integrity, they more willingly embrace difficult changes. Trust becomes the currency of influence, earned through consistent demonstration of character over time. During a high-stakes $50 million investment meeting, Gold walks away from a seemingly guaranteed deal because the CFO told what he called a $50 million lie. A minor misrepresentation revealing a character flaw Gold couldn't overlook. This moment crystallizes Gold's first rule: live a life of undivided integrity. Integrity means maintaining consistent character, whether in the boardroom, at home, or alone. It's not about perfection, but ensuring actions align with words across all contexts. Gold references Aristotle's three persuasion elements: Logos, logic, pathos, passion, and ethos, ethics. While logic wins arguments and passion inspires action, ethics forms the bedrock of all influence. Without ethical credibility, even brilliant arguments fall flat. This scenario shows that maintaining integrity often requires difficult choices with real financial consequences. However, compromising for short-term gain undermines long-term influence, creating a slippery slope that eventually destroys trust. Integrity extends beyond avoiding obvious ethical violations, to keeping minor promises, admitting mistakes promptly, giving credit generously, and taking responsibility for failures. These daily demonstrations of character build the trustworthiness that forms the foundation of lasting influence. At the baseball stadium, Bobby introduces Marcus to Tom Martin, a legendary manager who embodies Bobby's second golden rule: always demonstrate a positive attitude. Tom explains that people naturally follow optimistic leaders. This isn't about pleasantness, it's about shaping how people interpret reality. When failures occur, Tom teaches his players to ask, "What good can come from this?" rather than, "Why did this happen to me?" Breaking down optimism, Tom notes it comes from opt, meaning choice, and resembles ophthalmologist, who works with vision. Optimism means choosing your worldview. Tom's guiding principle: the tongue has the power of life and death. Words can either breathe life into people or destroy them. He transformed Carlos Menendez from a slumping player into baseball's best hitter simply by believing in him, demonstrating how leaders' expectations become self-fulfilling prophecies. This positive framing doesn't deny reality, it shapes responses to it. While we can't control external events, we can control our responses. This choice to see possibilities rather than problems distinguishes influential leaders from mere position holders. Bobby's third golden rule challenges today's self-promotion culture. Consider other people's interests as more important than your own. True influence comes from serving others, not asserting yourself. During his stadium rounds, Bobby focuses entirely on employees' personal lives rather than work matters, creating genuine influence beyond his title. This approach leverages a key psychological insight: people care most about themselves. By showing genuine interest in others, we connect with their primary concern. Bobby's daughter demonstrated this at a coffee shop. Her tips tripled when she started showing interest in customers' lives. Even more important than being interesting is being interested, Bobby explains. The paradox: putting others first ultimately advances our own interests. This isn't manipulation, but a natural consequence of genuine service. When we help others get what they want, they naturally reciprocate. This approach requires authentic curiosity that can't be faked. The key is developing genuine concern for others' well-being, recognizing our fundamental interconnectedness beyond immediate self-interest. For the final lesson, Bobby introduces Marcus to Paul Diamond, America's ninth wealthiest person. Diamond teaches that excellence attracts people and creates influence across all life dimensions. Diamond outlines seven areas for pursuing excellence: physical appearance, emotional health, intellectual growth, spiritual depth, relationships, financial success, and charitable giving. This holistic approach recognizes that influence emerges from the whole person. Diamond's approach extends to the smallest details, like personally picking up trash at his hotels to demonstrate leadership by example. Excellence isn't occasional, but habitual, comprehensive rather than compartmentalized. Unlike perfectionism, excellence means doing your best while accepting human limitations. Excellence inspires and focuses on growth, while perfectionism demands flawlessness, breeds anxiety, and fixates on avoiding mistakes. As Marcus prepares to leave, he finds a gift box with the four golden rules and a note from Bobby revealing he was repaying a debt to Marcus's grandmother, who had been his childhood nanny, showing how influence ripples across generations. Bobby includes a $50,000 check to launch Marcus's business, offering more investment if successful. His only condition: Marcus must use his future influence to help others, continuing the cycle of positive impact. This conclusion reinforces the central message: true influence means empowering others, not accumulating power. The four golden rules, integrity, positivity, prioritizing others' interests, and excellence, create a framework for character-based influence that contrasts with manipulative approaches. In a business culture fixated on quick results, this perspective offers a refreshing alternative: success based on who we become rather than what we do. By developing character worthy of influence, we create value that extends beyond balance sheets to touch lives. The question isn't whether you'll influence others, it's what kind of influence you'll have.